The Fairy Chimneys. Millions of years ago, in the part of Turkey called Cappadocia, volcanoes erupted across the landscape and buried the land in thick layers of ash. The ash didn't blow away, it settled, compacted, and over millions of years hardened into a soft kind of stone called tuff. Grayish-white, fine-grained, light enough that you can carve it with simple hand tools. On top of the tuff, in some places, ancient lava flows left caps of a much harder rock, the salt, dark and dense and tough. Then time and weather went to work. Rain and wind wore away the soft tuff, century after century, millennium after millennium. The rock eroded unevenly. Wherever a cap of hard basalt sat on top, the tuff underneath was protected, like an umbrella shielding the stone below from rain. The soft rock around the cap eroded away, while the column beneath it stayed standing. Over millions of years, this created something that looks like it belongs in a dream. Hundreds upon hundreds of tall stone pillars with flat caps on top, scattered across the valleys like enormous mushrooms or giant stone chess pieces. People call them fairy chimneys. Some are 30 feet tall, some tower over 100 feet. They stand in clusters in the valleys and on the ridges, and when the morning light hits them, the tuff glows pink and orange and gold. At sunset, they turn violet and blue. The shapes vary. Some are slim cones with neat caps, some are thick and rounded. Some have eroded into shapes that look like animals, or faces, or hats. No two are exactly alike, because erosion is never exactly the same. But here is the part of this story that matters most. People looked at these strange towers of soft stone and thought, "I can live inside that." The tuff is soft enough to carve with simple iron tools, or even with stone tools if you're patient. You can dig into it the way you might dig into hard-packed sand, cutting rooms and passageways and windows. But unlike sand, it doesn't collapse. The rock holds its shape. And here's the remarkable thing. When you carve a room inside the tuff and expose the inner walls to air, the surface hardens. The rock itself helps you build. People in Cappadocia carved homes inside the fairy chimneys. Full rooms with arched ceilings, windows cut through the outer wall to let in light, shelves and niches carved directly into the stone for storage. They carved churches inside the towers, churches with vaulted ceilings and columns that aren't structural, just decorative, carved to look like the columns in grand stone buildings elsewhere. They painted the interior walls with bright frescoes, images of saints and angels and scenes from the Bible, done in reds and blues and golds, that are still vivid after 1,000 years, protected by the constant temperature and dry air inside the stone. They carved wine cellars, because the temperature inside the rock stays cool in summer and warm in winter, perfect for storing wine. They carved pigeon houses, because pigeon droppings were valuable fertilizer for the rocky soil. They carved storerooms and workshops and tunnels connecting one chimney to another. They didn't need to haul stone from a quarry or mix mortar or cut timber. The building was already standing in the valley, waiting. All they had to do was see it. See that what looked like a strange rock formation was actually a home, a church, a storeroom, a cellar, waiting to be carved out of the living rock. The fairy chimneys are still there. The churches are still inside them, with their 1,000-year-old frescoes still bright on the walls. You can walk into one of these stone towers, climb through a carved doorway, and stand in a room that someone hollowed out with hand tools 1,000 years ago. Cool in the heat, warm in the cold, the walls smooth and pale around you, and the paintings still doing their job just as well as the stone.